Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Scott Dudley. Maria Wyatt is she's training our people today. She's out there working with our mental health rehabilitation technicians. And we have a rehabilitation academy. And we put them there and we break it down into the 10 elements of the job that are most important for successful outcomes and train people on that. That's where she is today. I get to go do my turn next week. It's fun, and it's neat because you see so many. Lupita was telling her story about her wanting to help people and coming aboard, and even with a master's degree, willing to take a position under that as a leg up and a way to get in the system and a way to prove to us that she was a person we wanted for a clinician, and that happened.
Correct.
And how long have you been a clinician?
A little over a year.
Yeah, neat. So a little over a year past probation. Yeah.
Right on.
Neat. So everything's confirmed. She is the clinician we wanted.
I am the clinician, guys.
and congratulations for that.
Thank you so much.
But you get to see all these young people who really want to make a difference in their life.
Yes.
And they really care about clients. And giving them the tools to do that is just, it's really inspiring. I at some point will give up my week. I'm already kind of planning and trying to force myself to kind of hand it off because there's lots of talented people, lots of good trainers, and I can go back to more coordinating role, and that's cool because that's kind of the process that we go through, right?
Yep.
I mean, look at Outkast. They were in late '90s, early 2000s. They were like the band.
Oh yeah.
And everything they did got 5 million hits on YouTube and da 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 da. Well, you get a little window of that, and then and then there's something else that you do, and that's kind of how I look at my training. It's like I got a little window, and I'm enjoying it. It's very gratifying, but I'm also looking forward to seeing the next generation of people take it on and make it theirs,
because
they'll bring unique things.
Of course.
They'll bring very cool stuff, I'm sure.
I believe so.
I do too. So the topic is parenting, and
yes.
We left off right on the edge of an authoritarian.
Yes.
Not authoritative.
No.
So authoritative is negotiating and contracting and monitoring and having a balance and encouraging accountability and responsibility in their kids.
Oh yeah.
Right.
But also having that communication and also being affectionate.
Ooh, nice.
So it's
the carrot
awesome.
And the carrot and the stick.
Of course.
Nice. But so now authoritarian is different.
Way different, like a complete opposite. So the child teen is expected to follow strict rules.
Okay, strict, non-negotiable. I heard that.
Bingo. Failure to follow those expectations result in punishment.
Yeah. And that's going to solve the problem. Just the fear of punishment, right?
Exactly.
Is going to conform the behavior.
Yeah, and it gets better because they don't give them an explanation behind the rules.
Right.
When they're asked, parents say, because I said so.
Right. Because they said so.
Yeah.
Hello.
And that's it.
They are the parents.
Yeah.
Who's in charge here?
The parent. So then, they have really high demands and expectations. They're not responsive towards their child because they don't give them reasons. They don't have that open communication.
Right, right. Well, because none of that matters.
Yeah.
I said it. It's done. Something happens.
So the rule of thumb is they're expected to obey rules with no explanation. So it's pretty much like an obedience status type of thing.
Right, right.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.